Capital B has just completed a $24.5 million private placement. And honestly, that feels like a really meaningful move, especially with so much uncertainty still in the market.
It is a meaningful move. The raise shows that structured financing around Bitcoin exposure can still work, even when the environment feels volatile.
What I like about Capital B is that it's a French Bitcoin treasury firm, and it feels less like a speculative play and more like a bridge between traditional finance and digital assets.
Exactly. It seems to be using a more defined balance sheet strategy rather than relying on short-term speculation, which gives it a different character.
And that fresh capital could help the company keep building its Bitcoin holdings while also giving investors a clearer picture of its long-term approach.
That clarity matters. One of the more important details here is the participation of Adam Back, a well-known figure in the Bitcoin ecosystem associated with Blockstream, along with support from TOBAM.
That adds a lot of weight to the round. Their involvement really signals that this is not just another speculative treasury firm.
It adds credibility. It suggests that the Bitcoin treasury model is attracting backing from respected names across research, development, enterprise adoption, and institutional finance.
And that helps reinforce the idea that Bitcoin treasury firms may be becoming part of a broader institutional adoption story, rather than just vehicles for short-term price moves.
The most important structural detail, though, is the warrant component of the deal.
Right. The placement includes warrants that could unlock an additional $158 million if exercised.
In simple terms, warrants give holders the right to buy shares at a set price within a defined period. If exercised, they would provide fresh capital that could be used to increase Bitcoin holdings, support operations, or strengthen the balance sheet.
But it's important to be clear that $158 million is not guaranteed.
Correct. Exercise depends on market conditions, pricing, and investor appetite, so it should be treated as potential upside rather than a certainty.
Still, the size of the warrant component suggests Capital B has a clear path to scale its treasury if conditions improve.
And that makes the raise more significant because it happened during a period of market uncertainty.
That's true. Raising capital is usually harder when sentiment is weak and prices are under pressure. So closing a $24.5 million private placement suggests there is still demand for structured Bitcoin exposure.
It also highlights a broader trend. Companies are increasingly using structured finance tools to build balance sheets around digital assets, creating more stable, long-term vehicles for Bitcoin, rather than relying only on spot trading or short-term strategies.
For investors, that can be appealing because it offers a more organized way to track Bitcoin adoption than simply buying the asset directly.
A treasury firm with a clear mandate, a defined capital structure, and potential follow-on funding can provide a more disciplined framework for exposure.
But we should not downplay the risks.
The risks remain significant. Bitcoin is still highly volatile, and treasury firms can be affected by market downturns, liquidity constraints, and shifts in investor confidence.
So from here, investors should probably watch three main factors.
First, how Capital B deploys the newly raised capital.
If the funds are used to increase Bitcoin holdings in a disciplined way, that could strengthen confidence.
If the company uses the capital for broader operational expansion, it will need to communicate that strategy clearly.
Second, whether the warrants are exercised.
If market conditions improve and the warrants are exercised, Capital B could access a much larger pool of capital. That would give it the ability to expand its treasury further and potentially become more influential in the European Bitcoin firm landscape.
Third, the broader market environment will matter.
Even with strong backers, a Bitcoin treasury firm cannot fully detach from Bitcoin price action.
A rally would benefit the company's balance sheet, while a weak market would force it to rely more on its structure, governance, and credibility to maintain investor support.
Overall, Capital B's $24.5 million private placement is a meaningful step for the company and for the broader Bitcoin treasury model.
The participation of Adam Back and TOBAM adds real weight to the transaction, while the potential for another $158 million through warrant exercises gives the company room to grow if conditions align.
In a market still navigating uncertainty, the raise does more than fund a balance sheet. It also reinforces the idea that Bitcoin treasury firms are becoming a more established part of the financial landscape.
The next phase will depend on execution, market conditions, and whether investors continue to see value in structured Bitcoin exposure.